今天的经文是记载在中的古约第十三章，第古约的律记上第十三章。咱们看第十三章的三十三节，加数落去十四章的到二十节个吼。这个代志以后，亚罗波安乃无离开伊的恶道，将凡民立为苦大的祭司，还愿伊的。以农分别为圣，立为苦大的祭司。这代志叫亚罗波安的家，的家含在罪内，甚至伊的家将地顶地灭了。看第十四章，第十四章。彼时，亚罗波安的囝阿比亚病了。亚罗波安对伊的妻子讲：“你通起来改装。”何人唔知影你是亚罗波安的妻子，往示罗去。伫许位有先知阿比加，伊捌甲我讲，你着较做一个民的王。现在你要带十个兵，甲几个步兵，甲一班的密记。伊着较甲你讲，你家着怎样？亚罗波安的妻子就安尼行，起身往示罗去，到了。阿希家的家的家，阿希家因为年老，年纪老迈，目睭发直，无法看见。亚华就晓如阿希家讲，亚罗波安的妻子要来问你，因为伊的家变了，你着安尼甲伊讲，伊日来的时阵，必争做别个人的妇人人，别个妇人人。伊一入门时阵，阿姨家听见伊个脚步个声音，就讲：“罗伯安的妻子，你来吧，你为何装作别人个妇人人呢？我洪车谦将凶事甲你讲，你倒去跟亚罗伯安讲，亚华以色列上帝安尼讲，我民众将你高举，你必做我民以色列的君，将国。”按大笔家来夺来好，夺来输好你，你却无效法我的仆人大笔，尊叹我的改命，一心尊叹我，惊我眼中看为正为正的代志，你竟行恶，比迄个比迄个对你心情的更加厉害，为了为家己立了别个神，做了偶像，互我发烧气，将我但飘伫。背后，安尼我的确予灾厄临到亚罗波安的家，将属亚罗波安的家的男丁，无论群主的、自由的，拢要按以色列中前途，的确途径亚罗波安的家，甲人，咱就人主注定本土一样。凡属个破案的人，死伫城中，就较土高食；死伫产业内，就较土空中的鸟食。这是亚华讲的。所以你起身，倒去领导，你卡一踏进城，你的家就就较死咯。以色列的众人，就较为伊哀哭，将伊埋葬。凡属亚罗破案人，独独伊。藏入坟墓，因为亚罗波安的家中只有伊向亚华以色列的上帝显出神形。亚华的确立另外一个王治理以色列，到了日期，伊必剪除亚罗波安的家。迄日期已经到了，亚华的确责打以色列人，好因摇动，亲像水中的芦苇一样。要将因按摇花树头因的列在米堆中拔出来，分散伫大河迄一边，因为因真侪木鸟也摇花发烧去。因摇花所犯的罪，又搁予以色列人含伫罪内，摇花则搁将以色列人交托受敌。摇花的车主起身倒去，到了敌杀，就拄进到门槛。伊家就死了，而且咧，众人将伊埋葬为哀哭， 加入亚华，接着伊伯林先知，阿伊家所讲诶，亚罗波安基伊诶代志，伊怎样征战，怎样做王，拢写伫以色列诸王诶诸王记顶。亚罗波安做王二十二年，就甲伊诶列祖同岁，伊家拿达接续伊做王。圣经读到了，愿主所应该去维护加济。
各位兄弟姊妹平安 Brothers, sisters, peace to all of you、我今天要跟大家来讨论一个题目叫做悔改
Our topic today is repentance、
兄弟姊妹你跟我都是罪人
Brothers, sisters, you and I are all sinners
然后当我们的上帝恩典让我们有机会接受祂做我们的救主的时候我们有机会得到下罪恩典
But by God's grace through His Son Jesus Christ we were forgiven
但我们感谢上帝咱相信一日到天顶的时，咱未搁再犯罪了。
But one day when we get to heaven, we will not sin anymore.
但是呢，活在这个世界时阵，咱也有机会通犯罪。
But while we're living in this world, we have many opportunities to continue to sin.
因为有两个真重要的原因。
And there are two very important reasons.
头一个真重要的原因，因为你跟我这个身躯也未改变了，变成未毁坏荣耀的身躯。
Because we're still living in this body that will decay.
然后第二方面，咱也未入教到迄个天堂、迄个真水、上帝掌管的环境的里面。
At the same time, we have not gotten to that place where God's glory or where heaven is.
所以，因为这款的原因，咱活在这世界里面，虽然咱信主，但是咱有可能会犯罪。
So by living in this world, although we are believers, we will still sin.
但是呢，咱感谢上帝，咱有靠着上帝力量，有法通。
But by God's grace, we are able to live in a life that we will not continue living in sin. But when we are in sin, we are sinning. God wants us to do one thing. And that is, God wants us to repent, to come back to Him. So today, as we're discussing about this,Repentance. And let us learn from the life of Jeroboam.
是不是他上帝给他有这样的恩典的里面，他会在恩典里面悔改吗？
And God has given him so many blessings. Within this blessing, will he repent?
所以我今天要跟大家看几方面是上帝给人的恩典，但是在恩典的里面不一定他会悔改。
But we can see here that even in the midst of all these blessings, not everyone will repent.
然后头一方面呢，在这段经文，让咱看到哈，这个人得到恳勉，不代表伊的确会悔改。
The first point is, even though when somebody has received rebuke, it does not mean that they will repent.
因为你知影，你来看这段经文的时阵，甲顶礼拜我甲大家思想的时候
，If you look at these verses today and remember what we read last week,
顶礼拜上帝差派了上帝的仆人神灵去甲伊讲。
Last week we talked about God sending the man of God to ask King Jeroboam to repent.
And that
they've established their own priests and they've built the high places.
So God
used this man of God to rebuke King Jeroboam.
So you can see that.这个说亚罗波安知影什么物件
？So we know that Jeroboam understands something.
但是伫迄个时阵，你看到头阵啊，咱所读的这个十三章的时阵，这项代志以后，伊又还继续犯罪，你看到
？But if we see what, if we remember what we read earlier, that even after all this, Jeroboam continued to sin.
所以你会看到讲，得到恳勉，无代表这个人会干哪。
So even after receiving rebuke, it does not mean that this person will repent.
你知人哦，人活在这个世界里面，咱常常将这个人分作四个部分。
People living in this world were all often divided into four parts.
那有转的代志哈，头一部分是什么啊？什么代志呢？是转代志是你知个我知。
One thing is that there are things that you know and I know.
对吧？有转的物件是无秘密的，是你知我知。
And this first thing is that everyone knows.
然后第二部分呢，有真侪物件是你唔知，我也唔知。
Another part is that what you don't know, I also don't know.
然后有人话伫这世界有种物件你唔知，我也唔知，什么物件？
There are things in this world that we both don't know.
有第三个部分是什么？
Third part is
第三个部分是我知你唔知。
Third is that something I know but you don't know about it.
这个咱叫伊叫做秘密啦。
This is what we consider a secret.
第四部分是什么？
And the fourth one is
是变作别人知你自己唔知。
But the fourth part is other people may know it, but you don't know it yourself.
所以有一部分哦，是别人看到，是你自己看无，这个是叫做盲点。
And what other people see, but then you don't see, we call this a blind spot.
所以有真侪物件咱看无，人看到。
There are many things that we don't see ourselves, but other people can see it.
啊，亲像有一摆福音社咧主持伊个周年诶时，
there was a time at the Youth Gospel Center where they were celebrating an anniversary.
然后伫迄个时，伊搬一个剧。
At that time, they were making doing a play.
然后迄个剧啊，因搬了诶时阵，然后我甲拄拄好去赴伊诶，伊个感恩会落尾部分。
I was able to attend the last part of their anniversary when they were doing a play.
然后我一入去诶时阵
，When I got to watch the play,
了真侪人甲我讲，哎呀，牧师，我啥那，你甲早来，你甲来早来偌好咯。
And they were saying that you missed the play. It's too bad that you didn't see the play.
然后我干哪只啊
？I said why?
因为好唔少见哪里，像青年人搬诶吼，这个剧是关于你呐。
Because the play that the young people were doing today is about you.
哎，原来将我诶代志，将我诶故事走去搬呐。
So they used my story and made it into a play.
然后因创一项代志。
And they did one thing.
创啥物呢
？What did they do?
伊看到我诶时阵哦。
When they look at me, when they perceive me.
然后伊就讲，你知影今仔日主角咧搬一项代志，你阿婶啊。
You're the main actor that was playing you today is very similar to you.
我就问啥物婶啊
？So I asked, where's the similarity?
用你直直冷酷啊。
He said that you keep pulling up your pants.
啊，地地冷酷，哎呀，我确实我都唔知我地地冷酷啊。
And at that time, I don't remember pulling my own pants all the time.
所以有阵啲物件嗬，有阵啲物件是我唔知人哋看到，人。
So there are things that I don't know myself, but other people notice it.
啊，所以落尾嗬，伊就看到我伊咧冷酷啊，我知我地地冷酷咯。
So when they were doing this play, that this person was always pulling his pants, and I realized that I'm always pulling up my pants.
啊，我相信我了，我慢慢我知影，因为我若无冷裤，我裤下先会落落来。
So I learned that if I don't pull up my pants will fall down.
所以我就了甲显示讲哦，我刷去吼，我都开什么 suspender 咯。
So I tell Hansi that one day I might have to use a suspender.
啊，因为我说这下子，哎，有阵物件人知咱唔知啊。
It's true that there are things that people know, but I don't know.
对不？我时阵是这样来进行。
And this happens often.
但是你，我跟你讲，有阵真嘅物件吼，咱家己唔知，别人知。
There are things that we don't know, but others know.
但是有阵物件，别人知，咱唔知。
But there are things that others know, but we don't know.
有阵咱做代志，咱唔知啊。
And there are things that a lot of things that we do that we don't know.
咱头壳想嘅又是真单纯呐。
What we think in our mind that we're doing something right.
其实咱做唔对啊。
But yet we're doing something wrong.
啊，我讲一个例，可能咱嚟了解。
Let me give an example.
中正嘅时阵有一个先生啊。
In Chiang Kai-shek school there was a teacher.
啊，我现在想来想去，我未记是谁啊。
I can't recall who he is.
了伊嘅别名。
His a pet name.
叫做加拉布啊。
People refer to him as Kalabo.
啊，你知影，咱学生真热，特别好先生，别个名，别个名，特别名。
Often the students would give teachers that different name.
那有一个幼稚园学生啊。
And so there was a kindergarten student.
然后走去这个先生的头前啊。
Went to this teacher.
然后进入礼所。
And with utmost respect.
然后在这个先生的面前讲，加拉布老师早安。
And he said that teacher Kalabo, good morning.
哎，我问你啊，你那是那个先生哦。
If you're that teacher,
跟你请安，我唔知你要受气啊，唔受气。
If you're that teacher, how would you react?
所以我相信哦，这个囡仔真单纯啊，伊唔知影，以为这个是伊的名嘛。
Although this child was so innocent and naive,
所以我讲有时阵哦，人活在这世界里面哦，有阵物件你唔知啦。
So there are things in this world that we don't know about.
但是哦
，But
人有坑变的时
，But when somebody come and rebuke you.
啊，是讲人啊，坑边是 exhorting 个
，exhorting
啊，即有人甲你坑起来讲，哎，这个无好势呐。
But when somebody tells you that this is not right,
兄弟姐妹，这个是恩典不
？Brothers and sisters, is this a blessing?
这个是恩典呐。
This is a blessing.
因为被坑人无简单呐。
But to tell somebody something wrong, this is something.
被跟你讲无好势，这个无简单呐。
It's not easy for somebody to tell you something bad.
你会记这个神灵顶一礼拜咱讲。
If you remember the man of God,
and
when this man of God wanted to give the message to King
Jeroboam, do
you remember when King Jeroboam wanted to seize him, his arm dried up. So to rebuke someone, you will face this type of challenge. So if somebody is willing to rebuke you, then you should take this as a blessing. But you need to understand when somebody wants to tell you something, you need to take this as a blessing. Because the opposite of love is not hate. Because what is the opposite of love? And the opposite of love is when you don't even look at this person, that this person exists. In other words, the opposite of love is when you don't even recognize that this person even exists. When you're angry when you hate someone, it means that this person still has value. And you still see this person. So when somebody wants to rebuke you or talk to you, then you should take this as a blessing. So young people, when their parents still rebuke you, you should take this as you should be thankful. And sometimes when friends tell us things or rebuke us, we should be thankful. When God wants to rebuke us, we should be thankful. But if you look at Jeroboam, there were men of servants of God rebuking him. Although he knew about it, although he knew he made a mistake, but yet he did not repent. So what I want to say, knowing that when somebody, God sends somebody to rebuke us, it does not always mean that the person will repent. But when somebody rebukes us, we should be thankful. But I want to add, but when somebody rebukes us, and we do not repent, brothers and sisters, if we do not repent when somebody rebukes us, this sin increases. Because now you've added that God has already told you, and yet you decide not to repent. So when you look at these verses, so we see here that receiving rebuke does not ensure repentance. That's the first point. Second, from these verses, what do we learn? That knowing God's power does not ensure repentance. Why do I say this? If you look at today's verses and last week's verses, remember when the man of God was sent by God to talk to Jeroboam? Remember when Jeroboam stretched his arm and his arm dried up? And through the prayer of the man of God, the arms was healed. So Jeroboam knows that God is powerful. But at this point, Jeroboam's son Abijah was sick. Jeroboam asked his wife to go see the prophet Ahijah. Why did Jeroboam ask his wife to see the prophet
Ahijah?
Because in the past, prophet Ahijah gave him a prophecy. What did he tell him? Because the prophet Ahijah one time prophesied that King Jeroboam will lead 10 tribes.
所以换句话讲，阿伊亚讲的迄个时阵，代志未发生。
So what Ahijah said, it did not happen yet.
但是到落尾，亚罗波安正是做了以色列王。
But at the end, Jeroboam became the king of Israel.
所以呢，这个亚罗波安的头壳里面清楚怎样。
So Jeroboam was very clear about this.
这个阿伊亚我当讲上帝的话。
And that is Ahijah can say the words of God.
然后伊我当讲上帝爱什么。
And he can also say what God wants.
所以呢，伊就叫伊牵手。
So he asked his wife
该化妆一下
to disguise herself,
然后让人未认出伊是伊家己的牵手
so that no one will know that she is the wife of Jeroboam.
然后伊就去啊去问到底我的镜片在旁边会好啊未好
and to ask his wife to ask the prophet whether his son will be healed or not.
So 这个亚罗波安的头壳里面啊
so in Jeroboam's mind,
伊完完全全知影这个上帝是有能力的上帝
so he knew that.God is a powerful God.
And knew
that this God is a God with authority, and what He says will be
accomplished. But
God has also told him that he should follow the right
path.
But he did not follow.
Although
he knew who God is.
所以哦，在第二项里面，我要提的是什么
？So the second point I want to bring up，
这个人虽然不上帝是神啊，有能力，但无的确代表伊的悔改。
That is even somebody who knows God's power does not ensure his repentance。
兄弟姊妹，人对上帝明白偌多，会影响到伊怎样去生活。
Brothers and sisters, how much we know God will influence the way we live.
等咱愈了解咱的神是什么款的神，这个生活会因为安尼慢慢的无同。
The more we know who God is, then our lives would also be influenced by our knowledge of Him.
我讲几个实际的例，咱就会了解。
Let me give you some illustration.
比如讲
，For example,
咱知影咱的耶稣对死过只话的耶稣。
And if we know that Jesus died and rose again.So we know that He is a God that will live forever. Then we can pray because we know He is a living God. But if our Jesus died and did not rise again, He continues to be dead, then our prayer is useless. So our knowledge of God will influence the way we live our lives. For example, remember Moses? Remember before Moses led theIsrael out of Egypt. Before leading the Israelites out of Egypt, he did one thing. He killed an Egyptian. And because of him, of his killing this Egyptian, he hid in the desert for 40 years. If you look at these verses, if you look at this, why did Moses kill the Egyptian? And you'll notice one thing. You'll notice that before Moses killed the Egyptian, he looked around, he didn't see anyone.
Then he just got the Egyptian to pass.
And after that, he killed the Egyptian. If Moses looked around, and there was no one there, but if he looks up, and he'll notice that somebody's watching, then I'm sure he wouldn't have just killed anyone. Many times people sin,
it's because
we have limited God into a certain place. Because if we knew our God, and our lives will be influenced by our knowledge of Him. There was one person who enjoyed drinking alcohol. But after he became a Christian, he said that he will not drink anymore. But one day he was just walking and he walked by a bar. So his heart started to think about enjoying a drink. So he was struggling whether to go into the bar or not. So he walked back and forth around that bar thinking whether to go in or not. So he was thinking, if I go in to drink,
入去啉，上帝无欢喜。
If I go in to get a drink, then God will not be pleased.
所以我若倒去，那上帝那无给我倒去，无保守啊，吼，我会拄到困难啊。
He said that maybe if God is not pleased, and when I come out on my way home, if God is not pleased, He will not protect me on my way home.
那我若无啉，哎呀，真这拖死下落。
But if I don't drink, such a waste, I'm already there.
所以底下在挣扎来挣扎去。
So he was struggling with himself.
然后伊就祈祷。
So he prayed.How did he pray?
Young 上帝啊
he said, God,
你都知道我也爱饮酒啊。
God, you know I enjoy drinking alcohol.
那我也爱饮啊。
I really enjoy drinking.
哎，这麻烦你一项未？
May I bother you with something?
请你伫门口小花等我一下。
Can you wait for me outside the bar?
那等我入去饮了哈，
after I drink my beer, after I enjoyed,
你跟我一嘴倒去啦。
After I enjoy the drink on my way, and I come out and on my way home, then you guide me back home.
那我问你讲咩样？
Now let me ask you.
耶和华伫酒吧外口无？
Let me ask you, is God outside the bar?
有无
？Is He outside the bar?
有无？有嘛
？Yes, God is outside the bar.
好，我问你。
Now let me ask you.
耶和华伫酒吧内面无
？Is God inside the bar?
啊
？Is God inside the bar?
嘛是有。
He's also inside the bar.
所以你若对神的了解
，If you understand God.
Then
our lives would be very different.
对不？当你在花车
，when you're driving，
你无看到片
，and you don't see the police。
然后你看到红灯
，and you see a red light。
冲啊，唔冲啊
？Will you proceed？
啊，冲啊，唔冲啊
？Would you continue driving on？
冲，唔冲
？Would you drive through a red light？
无片嘛
？But there's no police there。
但是你冲了会死。
But after you drive past the red light，
这片会照出来嘛
？That police will come out。
对我一闭的呀
，he's hiding。
但是更加厉害是什么
？But what's even worse？
上帝知嘛
？But God knows。
你明白我话讲吗
？Do you understand what I'm saying？
所以一个人对神的了解偌多
，So our understanding of God will influence the way we live。
但是倒掉来讲
，But if you look at it in a different perspective，
虽然你不上帝是神啊
，Although you know who God is，
你跟我知影上帝力量是什么
？You know how powerful God is，
并不代表你的确会悔改
，It does not ensure that you will repent。
虽然这个会影响咱，
although this can influence us，
但是无代表咱的悔改。
But it does not ensure that you will repent。
等你跟我犯罪时
，after we've sinned，
我相信咱有一个思想。
I'm sure we have this thinking。
咱每一摆要犯罪，要做啊唔做
？Before we commit a sin， we probably have this struggle。
咱只系上帝爱，一个是我爱。
We know that God wants one thing and we want another thing。
对不？咱知其实咱知
，we know it。
那我若不知，我做唔做上帝怕？
We know that if we did something, if we committed a sin, that God will punish us.
但是有时阵哦
，but
有灾是还灾
，but sometimes our knowledge is just knowledge.
我以为是我爱迄个控制了我
，but yet what we want controls us.
然后那是罪了
，and we commit a sin.
所以对神的了解真重要，因为影响咱的生活。
So it's important that we know God because it influences us.
你不上帝偌济，你生活因为安尼的改变，这个可能。
Because our knowledge of Him can change the way we live.
但是同时
，But at the same time，
这个无代表的确我知影以后我会悔改。
But it does not mean just by knowing will ensure your repentance.
所以坦白讲
，So truthfully，
你跟我会犯罪。
We all will sin.
无代表讲我对圣经无了解，你唔能安尼讲。
It does not mean that we don't understand the Bible.
有可能咱对圣经真侪了解，咱有安尼。
Maybe we understand the Bible really well, but yet we can continue to sin.
因为知影上帝本身无代表咱会悔改。
Because knowing God does not mean we will repent.
所以你看到得到劝勉无代表一定会悔改。
So receiving rebuke does not ensure repentance.
你看我对知影上帝本身的能力。啊，无代表我会悔改。
So knowing God's power does not ensure that we will repent.
虽然有人咧劝咱，咱就感恩。
Although when somebody will rebuke us, we should give thanks.
当然，我了认不了上帝偌济，我就感恩。
Of course, how the knowledge of God, we should give thanks for that.
但这个无担保咱本身。
But this does not guarantee our repentance.
第三
，Third，
得到苦难以后，无代表这个人会悔改。
Facing trouble does not ensure repentance. Why do I say this? Because if you look at the verses earlier, it is very clear. We saw that Jeroboam saw that his son was not well. So you see that when Jeroboam asked his wife to disguise herself to see Prophet Ahijah. Ahijah was a bit old at that time, so his vision was not so clear. So God knew.
然后上帝接个阿希亚讲一句话。
So God told Ahijah.
伊讲有一人来找你。
He said that someone will visit you.
这个是亚罗波安的太太。
And this is the wife of Jeroboam.
别人就该讲。
Now this is what you need to tell her.
你该讲什么
？What should you tell her?
第一趟该讲。
First, you tell her.
伊讲上帝何你坚决稳定。
Is that first thing is God has blessed you so much.
上帝何你对这款人里面兴起来你最杂的。
God raised you up to be the king of 10 tribes. That's first. Second, is that he has committed great sin. And that God will take away all these things from you one day. And that's the second thing. And the third thing is, and that your son will die. So that is your son will die. And that it means that he will not be healed. As soon as you hit the threshold of your house, your son will die. After this, do you remember when Jeroboam's wife went home? Did his son die? The son died. But Jeroboam 知影上帝讲啥。But you see here that Jeroboam knew what God said. Jeroboam knew that his son died because Prophet Ahijah told him. And he also said that his kingdom will be taken away from him. So his son dying is a very powerful reminder of him. But yet he did not repent.
So it means
God can use trouble to remind someone something that does not ensure that this person will repent. So the source of trouble can be many things. I'll bring up some of the points from the Bible. The first thing is that receiving trouble can come from our sin. Trouble will reveal to us our true faith or our nature. Just like if you wanted to know whether a tree is strong or not, you'll only know it when a storm comes, whether it'll stand or not. Recently, we need to be praying for the churches in China. Lately, China has done one thing. They sent out this letter. And the letter was sent out to Christians for them to declare that they don't believe in Christianity anymore. And this is the what's written. So you need to write your name. You need to write your last name. Your name. So you're whether you're male or female. And you need to write your address. So after you've written these three things, you need to write your name, your sex, and where you live. And afterwards, what the government printed out, the letter says, that in the past I was a Christian because I was not very familiar with the Bible. But now that I've researched the Bible and I know that this is not true, the Christianity is not true.
So now I declare
that I will forego my faith, and you need to sign your name. And at the same time, the people in your household will have to sign their name. And the leaders of that area will also sign their names. And this letter came out. So we need to pray for the church. So now when this letter comes out, this is a trouble that can reveal whether the people's faith is genuine or not. So many times trouble comes from sin. And secondly, trouble can come to reveal whether this person, how this person's life is. third,
苦难本身是让咱的生命更加强劲。
And the third possibility of trouble is so that we can, that our lives can be more mature.
所以呢，圣经不甲咱讲到这里约伯。
So the Bible tells us about Job.
因为讲啥物呢？因为当伊拄着苦难了的时阵
，When Job faced many challenges,
到伊落尾，伊讲一句话。
At the end, he said,
伊讲以前我风闻有你，我现在亲眼看到你。
So eventually, Job was able to say, in the past, I heard with my ears, but now my eyes have seen you.
代表伊对上帝经历更加干呐，
所以
更加进步，更加好些。
It means that his experience of God has become deeper and better.
第四个可能
，and the fourth possibility
就是这个人那拄着苦难的时阵，可能不是因为要让你长进，也唔是要显出你的生命，也唔是因为罪。
So the fourth possibility is not to know your state of your life or to make you more mature or because of sin.
主要上帝要在这个人的心顶显出神的荣耀。
Before the trouble can come, because God wants to reveal Himself, so His name may be glorified.
这个是第约翰第九章讲到迄个生出来痴迷的代志。
And this is about the blind person in John chapter 9.
然后耶稣问耶稣讲，这个人痴迷是因老爸犯罪啊，
神
阿犯罪。
So the disciples asked him, "Who sinned? Why is this child born blind?"
然后耶稣讲，龙不是。
But Jesus said, "No, it's not because of these reasons."
耶稣讲，耶稣要在这个人的心顶显出上帝荣耀出来。
But Jesus said, "God wants to reveal His glory through this person."
这是第四个，
and that is the fourth possibility.
另外一个可能性
，and another possibility
是当你活出一个敬虔的生活
，and that is when you're living the life that God wants you to live.
可能你会受到逼迫
，and because of this, you may face persecution.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为当你活出敬虔的生活
，because when you live a good life，
然后你会将边头无好的物件显露出来
，and
比较出来了。
If you live a righteous life, the things around you will become darker. You'll reveal what's wrong on the outside. So because of this, people will not be happy with you. So people will persecute you. So when a person faces trouble, there may be many reasons. So remember one thing. So when someone is facing trouble, when we're visiting someone, so be careful on what we say. Because we don't know the reason why they would have faced this trouble. So when somebody is facing trouble, don't judge so quickly and say it's because of their sin. This is the mistake that the three friends of Job made. But in other words, but when we face trouble, but we need to examine ourselves. We need to ask ourselves whether our trouble is caused by our sins. We can ask ourselves this. If it is, then let us repent. Because trouble can be used by God so that we will return to Him. But does not mean that everyone will seek God in the midst of his trouble. Some who are going through trouble will blame God even more. So brothers and sisters, when we're facing trouble, it means that God is still there guiding us. If not, because God brings out His judgment and we won't be able to withstand it. So if you look at Jeroboam, he was rebuked. He did not repent. He knew the power of God. Yet he did not repent. And even facing troubles, he still decided not to repent. So we know that rebuke, knowing God, and meeting trouble is a. We should be thankful with it. But most importantly, we need to be able to learn to repent and come back to God.
So,
So if you look at this whole thing,
人間呢會悔改。
Why would someone repent?
我跟你講，這個龍洞是上帝恩典。
When someone will repent, it is all by God's grace.
是上帝讓我們看出我們得罪了上帝。
It is God letting us know that we have sinned against Him.
看出我們自己的光景到底我罪了什麼。
And then you're able to see the mistake you've done.
所以我感覺真正悔改有幾項。
So I believe the true repentance has a few things.
就是知道我們自己不合適。
First is we know that we have made mistakes.
然後這個不合適是得罪了上帝。
And the sin that we've committed is against God.
Do
you remember when David committed the sin? He committed sin with Bathsheba. And God sent a prophet to talk to him. And he repented. And David didn't explain anything. He knew that he had sinned. And he wrote Psalm 51. And he was distressed over the sin he's committed, and he knew that he has sinned against God. And if you look at Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son, when he realized the mistake he committed, and he knew how to come home, but when he went back and saw his father, he said that I have sinned against heaven and I have sinned against you. So true repentance
is that we realize
And true repentance is we recognize that we have sinned against God. And when we repent, it is because we want to please our God. Second, true repentance is not because we're afraid of the punishment. Because many times our repentance is because we're afraid of the consequences of our sin or God's punishment. If somebody is just afraid of the consequences of, or the punishment, this is not true repentance. Because the focal point is still self. Remember that when David became arrogant and proud, and he started to count his kingdom. And when God wanted to punish him, in the English Bible, and God gave him three punishments. It's interesting, God gave him a multiple choice of what punishment he would choose. The first punishment. What is the first punishment? Is that you will have plague for 3 days. Second, or that you will be chased by your enemy for 3 months. Third, and that you will have famine for 3 years. So, if you're David and God gave you this a choice of punishment, how would you choose?
你要敬什麼?
Which one would you choose out of those three punishments?
None of the above.
Of course, if you can, you'll probably choose God. I don't want any punishment.
Okay.
Second punishment, the second choice you might make. If you're not as sensitive or you're not as caring, if you have no conscience, then you might choose. You'll probably choose 3 days of plague. Or you may choose the 3 years of famine. That is, if you're not as you don't have any conscience.
But
if your conscience is stronger, God, you just say, you know, God, I'd rather be chased by my enemy for 3 months because it's a mistake I have committed. I might choose that. But if you pay attention, the Bible, what did the Bible say? But David said that, God, I don't want to choose the punishment. You choose the punishment. You choose. So in other words, David, in David's repentance, he repented not because he was afraid of the punishment. He wasn't afraid of the punishment. He knew that he has hurt God.
people,
if people learn how to think this way,
if I've, what
I've done is not will hurt my parents,
and
made it difficult for my parents, I'm sure the decision you make will be very different. Christians, let us think. And when we know that what we've done is not pleasing to God, and you've hurt God, then I know what you will do will be very different. Because at the end, whether we the decision of whether repenting or not is based on what? Is what I want, or what God wants. That's the final point. You want what God wants? Or do you want to follow what you want? Although this person knows that he has been rebuked, he has also gone through trouble, but yet he still chooses what he wants. And so if this is the case, then this person will not repent. But if he knows it is what God wants, and God has rebuked him, and God has given him trouble, God has revealed more of himself, that when his heart wants what God wants, I'm sure you and I will repent. So brothers and sisters, may God help us that we won't live a life that without repentance. When we are being rebuked, let us turn back and repent. And the more we know God, let us repent and come home. Or when we are facing trouble, even we need to rush and repent. Do not continue to live in sin. Is that okay, brothers? I don't know what kind of sin that we're in right now. I don't know where we're sinning in. But God wants to forgive us. God loves us. Let's come home. Let us pray. Let us take some time to quiet our hearts. Let us pray on, are there things that is not pleasing to God or that we're hurting God? Let us repent. May we pray to God to give us strength that we are able to repent. Let's pray. Father God, to know you, Lord God, requires repentance. Lord God, if we think that we have not sinned, then we will never come to you. But by your grace, you have allowed us to know that we are sinners, and that through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have forgiven us. But yet, Lord, living in this world, Lord, there are still times that we are still challenged by sin, Lord. Lord, there are some sins, Father God, that might not be seen by people. But yet, Lord, you know in our hearts, Father, that by reading your words, by praying, Lord, we know there are sins in our hearts that is not pleasing to you. Lord, may you help us to overcome it, Lord. And remember, Lord God, that you are a God who forgives. Lord, help us, Lord God, that we may be able to get away from this sin so that we can restore the relationship with you. Lord, humble our hearts that we can come to you with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. And we know, Lord God, if we repent, we come back to you, you will take us back. So, Lord, once again, Lord God, we pray that the life we live may be pleasing to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.